And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Lake County Public Library. They're going to discuss a great event coming up called the Creative Arts Summit. This is now going to be their third year. It provides a space for creators to network, showcase their art, sell things. We have the Assistant Branch Manager, Kelly McDonald, and Assistant Librarian, Max Jackson. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, welcome. It's nice to meet you.
Wonderful
nice
to meet you as well.
Too. Max, we'll toss it to you first because that's what we agreed to. And you can tell us the concept behind this and what to expect at the Creative Arts Summit.
The Creative Arts Summit, it's like you mentioned, it's a really great opportunity. We wanted to give a space for creators in our area. So it's open to all versions of creators. In the 3 years we've had it, we've had creative artists, creative writers, painters, sculptors, craftspeople that make small tchotchkes, jewelry makers, graphic artists, visual artists, all sorts of different people. And they come in and they are welcome to sell their art to all the visitors that come through to the library, as well as that come directly for the Creative Arts Summit. But we really wanted to promote the fact that we want them to network together to try and expand their own opportunities as well.
So, Max, is it only Lake County artists?
The basic idea is it is Lake County, but anyone who is interested and is willing to make the journey is more than welcome to participate. So we have had people from Porter County, Southern Illinois, even near or past the border of Michigan in past years. So Lake County, basically, but anyone nearby, the greater Chicagoland area.
So how many tables are able to participate? How many do you have room for?
Last year, we pretty much hit our max, so there will be about 35 tables.
Ooh, that's healthy.
So yeah, so there's a large number of creators for people to interact with.
That's a great networking room.
Yeah, it'll be on the main level of our library, so very open. Anyone that walks in immediately sees all the artists.
And what is the fee to have a table there?
Once the submission period is over, it's pretty standard. There is an early submission within the first 2 weeks of getting selected. You have 2 weeks for a $10 fee. After that, once we get closer to the actual date, it's $20 to register. Right.
Do you jury these people that are applying by any filter method, or is there anything like that goes on?
Yes. So we have a committee of, in the past years, it's 3 to 5 people that do sit down and go through all the submissions, myself and Kelly and some of our other staff members. We do jury it less on craft and how well we personally think the art is. Much more it's about variety and giving variety to visitors and the artists that are participating. So, for example, if we find that we have a lot of painters that are applying, we'll give more attention to get more authors or poets in there just to even it out. So it's a good mix of different arts that are being showcased.
So Kelly, how did it all start 3 years ago?
So this actually came about. Max was given the opportunity to take over for a different event that the library hosted called the Local Author Fair. And while that event was very successful and we were able to showcase authors in the area, Max thought, and a lot of people agreed, that it would be nice to open it up to creators of all kinds rather than just authors. I know the library is obviously a place where books are found and we appreciate words, but we thought it'd be nice to get more of a reach in the community and see what else people had to offer.
It is, because our libraries are our treasures in our communities, and really good thinking, Max, on that. It's like so excellent to bring another dynamic to the library.
So how many people did you have attend last year that visited?
For actual visitors, it runs over the course of a Saturday afternoon. So all together, we average about 170 to 200 people that come through.
Oh, that's a great number and everything like that. And so this is your third year doing it. Is this looking like it's going to be an annual event?
100%. The first year was definitely a proof of concept, but after last year, we got really good feedback, and there was no opposition or critiques from our higher-ups or administration. They pretty much expect it, so unless something drastic happens this year, it seems like this is going to be an ongoing thing.
Excellent. Do you ever think about expanding it to maybe two times a year or some variation of that?
We actually have. Last year, we definitely kind of put it on the back burner just to see how things are going to turn out. But we get a lot of applicants that we definitely have to go through with a fine-tooth comb. So we definitely get more than enough people that we could expand it.
Excellent.
Across seasons.
Well, that's great. And I know I attended last year, and you had a wide variety of things. In fact, we got quite a few guests that came on the show here to talk about their art and everything like that. Well, in our last few moments here, we want to give you a chance to tell us about dates and times when the event actually occurs.
Sure. So anyone who's interested in attending, the Arts Fair is going to be, or the Arts Summit, I should say, is going to be June 1st from noon to 4 at the Maryville Branch, 1919 West 81st Avenue. We'd love to see everybody.
That's great. We appreciate coming on Art in the Air Spotlight and sharing about the Creative Arts Summit. And again, that's June 1st, 12 to 4 p.m. at the Maryville Branch on the main level. Thank you, Kelly McDonald and Max Jackson, for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Art in the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.